2017, quite a year. We really hate to see it go. It was remarkable for the stock market and growth and jobs. In fact, the unemployment levels that we saw toward the end of 2017 are almost the kind of levels you'd see when you think you have full employment, which makes it all the more quizzical that when the latest data came out from Paychex, we had to find out what's going on. Paychex has 350,000 clients. They write payroll checks for people all over the country. And their Small Business Employment Watch closed the year with a decline in small business job growth. Frank Fiorelli is the Vice President of Risk, Compliance, Data Analytics, and co-author of the data, and joins us from Paychex right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you. Yeah, if I could, just, you know, on the one point, we actually have over like almost 700,000 clients.
Wow.
The number I think that you stated is sort of what we do is we want to just look at small businesses because we have large and small businesses, and that 350 number is what we use to run this index on. So I just want to correct you on that.
Well, okay, well, but let's get to the data. Why was there a business decline? This flies in the face of everything I saw.
Yeah, so if you follow our index, we have, even though the index is still increasing month to month and year to year, the increase has definitely decelerated, especially the past year or even 16 months. And what we think is happening is that we've gone back and kind of studied this, and it looks like when small businesses usually lead the country out of the recession, right? And we definitely saw that with our index. It definitely rapidly, if you look at the graphic, it really quickly came out and started rising very quickly. And what we've seen now since the kind of the recession, or maybe in the past 7 or 8 years, you know, it's nice growth, but just in the past couple years now, specifically last year, again, the growth, it's still growing, but it's definitely flattened out and decelerated. And what we think is happening is that once you kind of come out of that recession and you get late and you know, late ninth inning or whatever, large employers start kind of taking over, and you see them grow faster than you do small businesses. So I think you're seeing that in the kind of the employment piece. And then the other interesting thing that we also showcase is we look at wages, because wages are highly correlated with employment. And as you get closer to kind of full employment, obviously employers have to pay their people more to keep them, attract them, and retain them. And we saw wages grow nicely, but that also is starting to flatten out and not grow as much.
Do you think that, are they having trouble finding people to hire? I mean, I noticed you mentioned three big cities, Dallas included, that saw hourly earnings growth decelerate as the year closed, though. Not net go down, but the rate of acceleration slowed a good bit. Is that tied to not being able to find people at all?
I think it does. I think, so what we've seen, for instance, one of the cities we featured is Phoenix and Arizona, right? And we've seen their wages grow very rapidly. And I think a lot of that has to do with minimum wage. We've also studied, we've almost looked at like two population cities or states that increased their minimum wage and ones that didn't. And you see the ones that increased their minimum wage, you see the index actually much lower than the ones that didn't. So we definitely think, you know, what's happening there is, as you know, metropolitan areas, states, whatever, as they continue to struggle with finding employers, they have to then kind of increase their wages. And then the vice versa happens with ones where maybe they aren't growing employment as much, their wages aren't growing as fast. And you can kind of see that in the data.
You know, tax reform is taking place now, and I know you have this incredible ability to look backwards because you write all the checks and you can see they're hiring. What about forward looking? Any sense of how this is going to change it? Is it likely to reaccelerate this trend?
Yeah, so we think we've done some. Now, again, our data is not survey data. This is live payroll journals. It's real data. It doesn't get adjusted or updated, and it's real fresh as well. But we've also run these surveys because we have such a high client population as well. And we really think they're very bullish on these changes that just were passed. So we do think it's going to help confidence a lot. And we think, you know, especially the kind of the pass-throughs and what happens to them, as well as employees getting, you know, higher paychecks come February. It feels like it's definitely going to be just a very bullish thing happening in the, and especially in the small business world. We think it's just a very bullish move.
Well, I'm trying to see, you know, what's hot and what's not in different areas, but also with jobs. One thing I noticed, you noted the eighth decrease in the last 9 months in leisure and hospitality, and that it dropped 2.75% in wages since month. Now, again, that flies in the face of logic. What's going on there?
Yeah, that one we're still kind of looking into. I think what's happening there is, you know, they have to, again, as minimum wage goes up, right, some employers are probably not hiring that person because they have to pay them a lot more money. And you see that specifically in that kind of discipline or vertical, what we call the kind of hospitality, the restaurants, that kind of sector. I think the other thing too, what we think is happening is somewhat is, you know, technology. You know, you're seeing more iPads in restaurants that they don't need to hire maybe an additional employee or have somebody kind of serve the table. So although we do think then what happens is those jobs go to another industry. It's not necessarily the jobs are going away, but they go to a different, they do something different. But so it's probably more the minimum wage impact, but also maybe technology as well.
You know, and the one last thing I got to ask you, sort of an outlier, was the state of Tennessee. Enormous job growth, lots of in-migration, and it looks like they don't have any wage inflation. And so is that the sweet spot?
Yeah, that could be. You know, definitely Tennessee has. You know, it's interesting with our index, we call it, not to be too technical, we kind of call it kind of a second derivative effect. And what I mean by that is, typically, when you see big enterprise changes in an area, you'll see small businesses crop up from that. So when somebody says, "Hey, what's going on in Tennessee?" Obviously, Tennessee, you know, is a very high transportation hub. There's a lot of positions that crop up from that, as well as some of the auto manufacturers, as well as kind of technology. So we're probably seeing some of that second derivative, i.e. the, you know, the restaurants or dry cleaners prop up from that area as they continue to grow.
Well, this is going to be a fascinating year because we're coming off a fascinating year too. We appreciate your input. Frank Fiorelli is the Vice President for Risk Compliance, Data Analytics at Paychex, and co-author of this latest report. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.